The daily noontime gathering of the Solidarity Singers went off as usual today, with a few exceptions. The crowd was much larger. There were several reporters watching. And in between the usual protest songs, organizer Chris Reeder led everyone in a recital of the Wisconsin Constitution.
Article 1, Section 4.
Article 1, Section 4.
The right of the people.
The right of the people.
Peaceably to assemble.
Peaceably to assemble.
Protesters say those protections in the state constitution and in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution are enough to invalidate a new building access policy by the Department of Administration. The department's rules require permits 72 hours in advance of a Capitol event for groups of four people or larger. Protesters could also be on the hook for extra police costs. At a state Capitol news conference by the American Civil Liberties Union, Attorney William Turner said it seemed like the policy was designed to prevent the kinds of protests that happened here in February.
It's very hard to avoid the conclusion that essentially what Scott Walker is trying to do is wall himself off completely from the people of Wisconsin.
The ACLU says it hopes to work with the Walker administration to improve the rules by early next year. If not, it says it could sue to have them overturned. So far, nobody has been arrested under the new rules, and the administration says nobody will be. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.